This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Joseph Deckett, J-O-S-E-P-I-D-E-K-E-T-T, date of birth 04-06-1981, date of appointment April 30, 2024, requesting physician Kenneth Riley, K-E-N-N-E-T-H-R-I-L-E-Y. Dear Dr. Riley, I have the pleasure of seeing Joseph Deckett today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 43 year old, right-handed Caucasian man who is having history of seizure between age of 16 and 25 years. He was on Dilantin. He stopped taking Dilantin at age of 27 years. On March 12, 2024, he had a seizure. He was at work. He felt dizzy, became stiff, fell on the floor, hit the left side of the face. He was bleeding. Whole shaking event lasted about 1.5 minutes. He works in a warehouse. He bit the tongue. No incontinence. Postictal confusion was present. He was taken to the emergency room. CT of the head done and EEG done were normal. He did not go back to the work. He is having constant headache. Involved the left temple. Pressure. Dull. With nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, with dizziness. No visual phenomena. Patient want to go back to Dilantin. Patient also used the drug Crotom. And also drinks alcohol. Patient is also taking lorazepam on and off for anxiety. Past medical history, seizure, anxiety. Pulmonary sarcoidosis, mood disorder, past surgical history, non-allergy, non-drug allergy, medication, hydrochloroquine, 10 mg, lorazepam, 0.5 mg, doxycycline, Paxil, 20 mg. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, drinks alcohol, use drugs, Crotom. He's a manager at the warehouse. He's single, lives alone, have no children, family history, mother alive, with diabetes and bipolar, father alive, anxiety, hypertension, one brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he's having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, anxiety. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen short bulbs on present next upper. There is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5 or 5, deep tendon reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 43-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, post-concussion syndrome. Number 3, close head injury. Number 4, post-traumatic migraine. Number 5, anxiety. Number 6, history of alcohol abuse. Number 7, polysubstance abuse. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to restart Dilantin 100 milligram 3 times daily. EEG already done, which is normal. I would like to order MRI of the brain. I advised him not to drink alcohol and not to use drugs. And I also advised him to take the lorazepam daily instead of PRN. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.